As WNYC celebrates Women's History Month, we're focusing today on a new children's book called Where Are the Women? The Girl Scouts campaign for the first statue of women in Central Park. It tells the story of a group of New York Girl Scouts who, back in 2016, were on a field trip to a museum when they learned that there were no statues of women in Central Park. They immediately organized, according to Janice Hector, the book's author and illustrator.
They marched every week with signs, with sayings that they crafted themselves. And so they spread awareness. And they also, they took a lot of initiative when they just happened to see the mayor, Bill de Blasio, across the street. They ran over to him and told him all about their quest for a statue of women in Central Park.
The girls also sold cookies to raise money for a New York-based nonprofit organization called Monumental Women. The organization, formed in 2014, had a stated goal of creating the first statue of real women in Central Park's 167-year history. Monumental Women had already been working toward erecting statues of women's rights pioneers Sojourner Truth, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Susan B. Anthony. After a years-long effort, the statue was finally unveiled in 2020 on the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which secured women's right to vote. Hector says she wrote the book to inspire other girls to make a difference.
Recently, I did a presentation to some local Girl Scouts, and one of them told me that she feels that now, after hearing their story, that she would like to do something to make a difference.
Janice Hector is the author and illustrator of a new children's book called Where Are the Women? The Girl Scouts Campaign for the First Statue of Women in Central Park.